Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you again for your wonderful word, Lord, that Lucas put out there for us, Lord, by your inspiration, so that we can see your goodness that is available for the land of the living. Thank you, Lord. We think of the wonderful prophets that have spoken in various ways in sharing your goodness that is coming in fragments. But I thank you, Lord, in these last days you speak through the Son. But I thank you, Lord, for this. And your word says the law and the prophets were until John. And since then, the kingdom of God has come and we're pushing into it. And thank you, Father God, that even here before John came, he was just born and his father. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful word that just portraying the beauty that stepped into the world at that time and has been a reality since that time, Lord. Or that was the beginning of that reality. But when the blood of Jesus was accepted, the new covenant came in heaven and all authority was given to him. I thank you, this realities of this word that we are listening to now through Zechariah, John's father, Lord. Thank you for this beauty. Thank you for this goodness, Lord. Let it be real for us, Lord, so that we can embrace your goodness in every way. And arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Luke 1, verse 67 to 75. John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke God's message. Let us praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to help his people and has set them free. He has provided for us a mighty Savior, a descendant of his servant David. He promised through his holy prophets long ago that he would save us from our enemies, from the power of all those who hate us. He said he would show mercy to our ancestors and remember his sacred covenant. With a solemn oath to our ancestor Abraham, he promised to rescue us from our enemies and allows us to serve him without fear, so that we might be holy and righteous before him all the days of our lives.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And he's rescued us from our enemies. We were our own enemy in having our own will, but praise God, he's dealt with that. We don't want our own will. We want his will, and he's taken our sins as far as the east is from the west. Lord, we've been rescued. And I thank you, Lord, we have a new and the better covenant. Thank you for the goodness that has come in Jesus, in every way, Lord, to restore us to the original intent. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you. We thank you also for this Jeremiah, the prophets, that all spoke in fragments, where he promised there you will give us a new heart and a new spirit, and then we will seek after you, and you will just do us good. And thank you. That's a reality, that your mercies are new. Your goodness is available for us every day, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you no longer speak through the prophets. You are now speaking. You are our shepherd. You are our leader. You are building us up and leading us into the wonderful plan and purpose you have for us, for our family, for kingdom realities that are of benefit for this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.